Good morning. It's 15th of June. Our middle reading today is Isaiah 39. I'm going to read to you from Brother Ray Willard's book once again, Mighty to Save. This section deals with the end of chapter 38 and then goes in to 39. I read. Prayer is not only petition, it is also thanksgiving. Hezekiah's thanksgiving has been written for our learning. Well instructed in the word of God, he saw death as the complete opposite of life, and the grave as the pit of nothingness. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down to the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee, as I do this day. Hard and difficult times are indeed a test of faith, but the sudden unexpected test which comes when times are easy and when things are going smoothly is often crucial. David's sin with Bathsheba showed the truth of this. After all the setbacks of war and ill health, during which Hezekiah had shown a remarkable obedience of faith, the king was given respite. The war was over. The defeat of the Assyrians lifted the nation to former glories on the international plane. His dreadful boil had been cured, and the intensity of his thanksgiving showed how grateful he was for this. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. The threatening letter from the Assyrian king had been laid before the Lord in the temple. The letters from the king of Babylon brought a different reaction. God was not consulted, and we read that in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land, God left him to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Both Joshua, in the case of the Gibeonites, and Solomon, in his trading and relations with the surrounding nations, made the same mistake. Hezekiah was proud of the attention afforded him, so pleased, in fact, that he showed the messengers all that had to do with Judah's national security. The old man of the flesh is ever present, even with great men of faith, such as Hezekiah. He did not magnify the Lord God, who had performed the wonders in the land. Verse 2 shows that the emphasis was placed upon himself and not upon God. Hezekiah showed them his spicery, silver, gold, oil, his armour, his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah had showed them not. He left God out, and God left him to himself, until the Lord returned in the person of Isaiah. Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store until this day, shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left. The failures, as well as the faith of the worthies of old, are written for our learning. We must take heed lest we fall. No doubt we feel sad and humbled by their failures, knowing that we are people of like passions. May we also feel inspired and encouraged by their faithful walk as we seek to follow the same path towards God's kingdom. Thank you for listening.